Your emails about yesterday's program included a number of comments about my conversation with David Remnick, the editor of The New Yorker magazine. Remnick defended the controversial cover of his magazine, which shows Barack Obama wearing a turban, tunic, and sandals, and his wife Michelle sporting a huge afro, combat boots, and an AK-47.
You know, satire, you know, doesn't run with subtitles. A satirical cartoon would not be any good if it came with a set of instructions.
Well, from the email we got, many of you didn't get it. Pamela Flash of Luray, Virginia, was one.
I was listening to West Virginia Public Radio, without subtitles even, she writes. As soon as he opened his mouth, I knew Remnick would play the elitist esoteric card. His snobbery in defending this failed attempt at satire only reinforced every arrogant defensive word that came out of his mouth.
Steve Parker from Columbia, Missouri, has a different take. My, my, Michelle Norris takes the editor of The New Yorker to task over his parody of the Obamas. Compare this segment with Melissa Block's interview with the smug poet who parodied Goodnight Bush, and notice how NPR thinks mocking the president for these past 7.5 years is all good fun. Oh, yes, NPR, alert listeners know your agendas and double standards.
Quite a few of you wrote about my interview yesterday with Vicky Constantine Croak. She told us about cutting-edge medical care some devoted pet owners are providing for their animals, including a man who has spent thousands of dollars on cancer treatment for his ailing goose, Boswell.
You have got to be kidding, writes Catherine McGowan. Chemo for a goose at a cost of $20,000? Wouldn't that money be better spent for a child with cancer?
Janet O'Donnell, who wrote from Trumbull, Connecticut, also felt that lavishing such care on a pet is excessive. People should not feel guilty over not being able to afford exorbitant health care for a pet, she writes. In an economy where we can't afford basic food and fuel, we should not also be expected to do more for our pets than to simply give them as happy a life as possible until it is no longer possible.
And finally, this from Neil Shapiro in Northbrook, Illinois. He also wrote to us about the unique relationship between people and their pets.
Vicky Constantine Croak spoke of women who are closer to their pet than to any other person, and married people who, when they come home, say hello to the dog first.
Well, Mr. Shapiro said he enjoyed that story immensely and was anxious to tell my wife about it, he said. When she arrived home from work, I waited patiently as she said hello to our 3 dogs and 2 cats. I then began to tell her about the story, but was interrupted as she let Pappy, our 15-year-old Papillon, outside. Upon finishing my account of the story's conclusions, my wife denied all of them. I will assert my rebuttal when she's done hugging the dogs.
Well, whether it is a pet peeve or a word of praise, we'd like to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us tab at the top of the page. And when you do send us a message, please remember to let us know where you live and also how you say your name.